You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a COVID-19 coronavirus update, I'm Matt Fidler. In the Chico Enterprise record, they mentioned some computer models of how the COVID-19 virus could spread in Butte County. One of the projections showed that Butte County could have around 76 cumulative deaths from the coronavirus by June 1st and a peak of 304 hospitalizations per day. Under that projection, hospitalizations would include around 99 people in intensive care at the peak. That outstrips the county's capacity of 43 intensive care beds. Butte County Health Officer Andy Miller shared the numbers along with some context in a Facebook video on Friday. He cautioned that some projections showed higher numbers and some showed lower numbers. He was quoted as saying, "Any modeling data is a best guess as what will come our way. It is not a guarantee of what will come our way." Governor Gavin Newsom said more than 1,200 people in California who have tested positive for the novel coronavirus have died. During his Monday press briefing, Newsom said 42 more people died on Sunday, bringing the statewide death toll to 1,208 since California began tracking COVID-19 deaths. Following the state's deadliest week since the pandemic began, Newsom said, California's curve is bending and beginning to flatten, but it is still nonetheless rising. According to data compiled by the Chico ER, more than 31,000 people in California have tested positive for COVID-19. So, we need to keep on doing what we do best, look out for each other. And there have been protests in the news, and I totally understand the frustrations at those that need to get back to work to support their livelihoods. But this shelter in place is for a reason. And if we didn't do it, the economy would be actually much worse. Hospitals would be overcrowded, there'd be tons of deaths, tons of sick people, and there wouldn't be enough room for those who got in, car accidents or have heart attacks or are giving birth or a dozen other ways hospitals keep us alive every day. There'd be no place for those patients. So it's not a choice, the economy or our health. It's both. We have to put the economy on hold so we don't destroy it by completely ignoring this virus. So stay well, Northern California. This is why we prepare for emergencies. Let's not undercut ourselves. We've made a lot of progress so far. For KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.